Lesson 9. Moses chapter 3, including also Genesis chapter 2 and Abraham chapter 5. Introduction. In Moses 3, the Lord revealed that after the six periods of creation were complete, He rested from His labors. He also revealed that He created all things spiritually before they were created physically upon the earth. Finally, the Lord taught about the relationship of Adam and Eve as husband and wife. Note: Fundamentals of Gospel Teaching and Learning. Each scripture-based lesson in seminary focuses on a scripture block rather than on a particular concept, theme, doctrine, or principle. As teachers and students study the scriptures sequentially, they incorporate the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning. These fundamentals include understanding the context and content of the scriptures, identifying, understanding, and feeling the truth and importance of gospel doctrines and principles, and applying doctrines and principles. Suggestions for teaching. Moses chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Lord rests on the seventh day. To prepare students to study Moses chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, ask the following questions. Which day of the week do you enjoy more than any other? What makes that day different from the others? Explain that Moses 3 is a continuation of the account of the creation. Invite a student to read Moses 3, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord did differently on the seventh day. What did the Lord do on the seventh day that was different from what He did on the other six? He rested from His labors and blessed and sanctified the seventh day. What does the word sanctify mean? To make something sacred or holy. Explain that by resting from His labors and sanctifying the Sabbath day, the Lord established the pattern of Sabbath day observance. What principle can we learn from these verses about Sabbath day observance? Students may identify a principle such as the following. We can keep the Sabbath day holy as we rest from our labors and focus on sacred things. Consider writing this principle on the board. To help students understand this principle and feel its truth and importance, consider asking questions such as the following. What are some ways we can focus on sacred things on the Sabbath? Students might mention activities such as attending church meetings, partaking of the sacrament, spending quiet time with family, studying the gospel, serving others, writing in their journals, and doing family history work. How do you feel you have been blessed by resting from your labors on the Sabbath day and focusing on sacred things? You might invite students to ponder ways they can more fully sanctify the Sabbath day and then encourage them to act on at least one of the ways they have thought of. Moses 3, verses 4 through 17. The Lord reveals that He created all things spiritually before creating them physically upon the earth. Read or display the following statements. Ask students to think about whether each statement is true or false. Number 1, we lived in heaven as spirit children of God before we were born on earth. Number 2, plants and animals were created spiritually in heaven before they were created physically on the earth. Number 3, some forms of life on the earth are not creations of God. Invite a few students to read from Moses chapter 3, verses 4 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to look for words or phrases that indicate whether the statements above are true or false, and then invite them to report what they find. To help students understand the statement in verse 5 that the Lord created all things spiritually before they were naturally on the earth, ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "This earth, all men and women, animals, fish, fowls, plants, all things, all lived first as spirit entities. Their home was heaven, and the earth was created to be the place where they could take upon themselves mortality." End quote. How would you summarize what you have learned from Moses chapter 3, verses 4 through 7 as a statement of doctrine? Although students may use different words, they should identify a doctrine similar to the following. God created the spirits of all living things before they were created physically on the earth. You may want to suggest that students write this doctrine in their scriptures or in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. To help students understand this doctrine, review the three statements at the beginning of this teaching idea. Ask students whether each statement is true or false. Statement 1 is true, Statement 2 is true, and Statement 3 is false. Summarize Moses 3:8-17 by explaining that after the Lord created Adam physically, He placed him in the Garden of Eden. He also planted two trees in Eden that were significant, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Note, in the next lesson, students will study Moses 3:16-17 and learn more about these two trees. Moses chapter 3, verses 18-25. The Lord teaches that Adam and Eve were husband and wife. Ask students if they have ever had the opportunity to explain their beliefs on marriage and family to someone who is not a member of the church. You may want to invite a few students to share their experiences. Point out that Moses 3 contains additional information about the creation of Adam and Eve that can help students understand and explain the Lord's teachings on marriage and family. Invite a student to read Moses 3:18 aloud. Before the student begins reading, explain that in Moses 3, verses 18-21, the Lord discusses the time between the physical creation of Adam and the physical creation of Eve. Ask the class to look for what the Lord said about Adam during this time. What did the Lord say about Adam before Eve had been placed on the earth? Why do you think it was not good that man should be alone? What would have happened to Heavenly Father's plan of happiness if Adam had remained alone? Ask a student to read Moses 3, verses 20-23 aloud, and invite the class to look for what Heavenly Father did so that His plan of happiness could move forward. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to explain that President Spencer W. Kimball taught that, quote, "the story of the rib, of course, is figurative," end quote. The rib symbolizes the side-by-side partnership of equality of Adam and Eve and all married couples. What can we learn from the way the Lord described the physical creation of Eve? After students respond to the question above, you may want to read the following statement by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The rib, coming as it does from the side, seems to denote partnership. The rib signifies a lateral relationship as partners, to work and to live side by side." End quote. Invite students to turn to Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Explain that these verses correspond to Moses 3, 24 and 25. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, rather than Moses 3, 24, is designated as a scripture mastery passage, so students will be prepared as missionaries to help others find this passage in their Bibles. Note, as was mentioned, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of scripture mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix at the end of this manual. Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a doctrine we can learn from this account of Adam and Eve. What doctrine can we learn from Genesis 2, 24? You may want to suggest that students write the following doctrine in their scripture near verse 24. Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. Based on your understanding of Heavenly Father's plan of happiness, why do you think God has ordained that marriage be between a man and a woman? You may want to ask a student to read the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. ask the class to listen for insights that help them understand why God has ordained that marriage be between a man and a woman. Quote, two compelling doctrinal reasons help us to understand why eternal marriage is essential to the Father's plan. Reason number one, the natures of male and female spirits complete and perfect each other, and therefore men and women are intended to progress together toward exaltation. For divine purposes, male and female spirits are different, distinctive, and complementary. The unique combination of spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional capacities of both males and females were needed to implement the plan of happiness. Alone, neither the man nor the woman could fulfill the purposes of his or her creation. Because of their distinct temperaments and capacities, male and females each bring to the marriage relationship unique perspectives and experiences. The man and the woman contribute differently but equally to a oneness and a unity that can be achieved in no other way. The man completes and perfects the woman, and the woman completes and perfects the man, as they learn from and mutually strengthen and bless each other. Neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. Reason number two. By divine design, both a man and a woman are needed to bring children into mortality and to provide the best setting for the rearing and nurturing of children. A home with a loving and loyal husband and wife is the supreme setting in which children can be reared in love and righteousness, and in which the spiritual and physical needs of children can be met. Just as the unique characteristics of both males and females contribute to the completeness of a marriage relationship, so those same characteristics are vital to the rearing, nurturing, and teaching of children. End quote. What insights from Elder Bednar's statement help you understand why God has ordained that marriage be between a man and a woman? Ask students to scan Moses chapter 3, verses 18 and 20, and identify a phrase the Lord used to refer to Eve. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to explain that the term helpmeet refers to a companion in equal and full partnership. Based on verses 18 and 20, what kind of relationship are husband and wife to have with each other? Students may use different words, but they should identify a doctrine similar to the following. Husband and wife are to be equal partners. Write this doctrine on the board. In what ways can husbands and wives be equal partners? You may want to invite students to share examples of married couples they know who demonstrate equal partnership in their marriages. Ask students to consider opportunities they might have to explain their beliefs about marriage and family to others. Invite one or two students to share with the class what they would say. Conclude by adding your testimony of the truths that you have discussed today. Scripture Mastery, Genesis 2:24. To help students memorize Genesis 2:24, ask them to write this verse on a piece of paper. Invite them to carry it with them throughout the day and practice reciting it. Encourage them to recite this verse from memory to a family member or a friend, and explain why it is important.